Welcome to the show. Today I'm joined by Debbie Hossack, stage manager of Act One Theatre, a much-loved community theatre group that's bringing stories to life in Brisbane, and they've done that since 1965. Housed in the heritage-listed former Pine Rivers Shire Hall, it's a venue with real character. Deb wears many hats at Act One, and today she's here to tell us about their exciting upcoming season, with three very different productions that promise drama, music, and plenty of laughs. Welcome, Deb.
Hello.
Now, Deb, I've told everyone that we've got some wonderful things happening down there at Act One. Tell us a little bit about the seasons that you're playing shortly.
Okay, we've got our season of one-act plays. It opens on April 10th to 19th, and we've got three very different plays happening this year. We've got something for everyone, lots of variety.
Mm-hmm.
Our first play that's happening, it's called Blank Check, and it's written by one of our members, Brett Lane. It's quite a dramatic play. Now, Brett is actually a military veteran himself. This play, it actually won an award at the theatre festivals last year, so we're very proud of that.
Wow.
It will tug at your heartstrings, and you be prepared to bring tissues. It's a very, very emotive subject. It's based, deals with life after training and service for military veterans and personnel, and it deals with PTSD. And I've got to tell you, I've actually ended up directing this play. Brett has had to step into a role. He was originally directing. Someone, unfortunately, had to leave their part, and Brett has stepped in. And I've stepped in as director, and these guys are just blowing me away with it.
Wow.
I just stand there, I'm in awe of them. And some of their speeches in the play, I forget that I'm directing, I'm standing there gobsmacked afterwards. So
yeah.
People are just, they won't know what to do afterwards. It's a very, very emotive play.
Wonderful.
So be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's, I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yeah. That's the very first one, is it, Deb?
That's the very first
one. Okay.
We have a big change of pace after that, lighten the mood a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a rather strange character called Dr. Finkelstein. Mm-hmm. That show is called Dr. Finkelstein Presents Jim Croce. Now, Dr. Finkelstein is a character who lives in the bowels of Act One Theatre. He was invented by our current president, Andrew Munslow, during COVID, and he was invented so that this character could live on a screen and bring other characters to life through the screen because, you know, during COVID,
we
couldn't have a lot of people on stage. You had to space yourself out.
Okay.
So our band was able to be spaced out on stage and we could have this character on the screen. Now, Dr. Finkelstein has come back to life and he's bringing Jim Croce and his band back from the 70s through his transcribulator, if I can say that correctly.
That's a good word.
Yes, I'm not quite sure. Now, I didn't think I knew Jim Croce's songs, but when Andrew sang them to me, I realised I did.
Yep.
There's songs like Big Bad Leroy Brown and Time in a Bottle, and there's quite a few other ones that people will recognise as soon as they hear them. They're fantastic songs, so that's something to look forward to as well.
We always love some of those songs that we remember from yesteryear, don't we?
Yes, and they'll get you moving as well.
Yeah. Okay.
We're ending the show with a brilliant, it's very, very funny. It's a Awkward Affairs, written by an English author, David Pemberton, and they do those farcical plays very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
This is directed by Talia Fuller, and Talia has actually just finished playing a serial killer in our previous play, Death's Desire, so a little bit of a change of pace for them.
Mm-hmm.
So this play, we start the night with three couples and we end the night with six couples.
Okay.
And no one is, well, same number of people on stage. No one is quite sure who's with who in the end and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got props that turn themselves on and off, and we've got one that falls apart on cue, and it's a very funny play. You'd have to see it to believe it.
An Awkward Affair sounds pretty good,
An
doesn't
awkward
it?
Affair.
Yeah. And Deb, you are fantastic with what you do there at Act One. So with the group of people that you've got there, they're so diverse and they can sort of bend and twist to whatever the either the stage production is, or, you know, whoever's written the new play. They're amazing, yes, aren't they?
We've got a wonderful, wonderful group of people there. We're so lucky. It's a fantastic community. Yeah. And we're so pleased we've got new people coming in all the time, which we welcome as well. We're yes. such a talented group of people there. It's amazing. And they really are a family.
Yeah.
People come in and we become a second family to everyone. It's just a great place there. It's a wonderful, it's a second home to
and
everyone.
It's a good
wonderful.
Feel in that beautiful heritage listed property
yes.
as well, Deb.
So lucky to have that place.
You are, yeah. absolutely. And, you know, for the Moreton region, how lucky are we to just have that right there on our doorstep?
Yes, and yep. a lot of people don't know we're there.
No.
Right there, opposite Strathpine Shopping Centre.
Yep.
Right near the train station.
Heaps of parking.
Yeah.
All of those things.
That's exactly
Deb,
right.
You better give us the website there so that we can get in and book some seats, hey?
Yes. Just www.actonetheatre.com.au. Can't be easier.
No, cannot. And I'll just reiterate now, we've got those three shows. We've got the Blank Check, which will tug at your heartstrings. Then
it
we've
will.
Got Dr. Frickelstein, or Finkelstein, I beg your pardon.
Yep.
Sounds like a good show with bad, bad Leroy Brown being one of the
yeah.
songs. And then, of course, The Awkward Affair that certainly sounds incredibly awkward from my perspective. Okay. How good is that, Deb? Lovely talking to you. And as I've said before, what a fantastic season Act One Theatre is putting together. It's from the raw emotion of Blank Check and its powerful tribute to our veterans, and PTSD is a big, big thing. And then
it
we
is.
Welcome the quirky musical and, of course, the hilarious Awkward Affair. Try something. Well, it's really something for everyone, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. Lovely. Thanks so much, Deb, for your time today.
Thank you.
And as I said before, and Deb did, head to the actonetheatre.com.au to book your seats. Don't forget, I think it's from the 10th of April through to the 19th, Deb, is that right?
That's it. That's
it
exactly
is.
Right.
And you don't want to miss any of those shows. Thanks for listening, everyone, and always go to 1015fm.com.au for your home of marvellous music and the community connection and powerful podcasts. Lovely talking to you, Deb.